To you, then, are my words now addressed. Whoever you may be, who are renouncing your own will to do battle in the service of the Lord Christ, the true King, and are taking up the strong, bright weapons of obedience. Firstly, whatever good work you begin to do, beg him with most earnest prayer to perfect it, that he who has now deigned to count us among his sons may not at any time be made sad by our evil deeds. For we must always so serve him with the good things he has given us, that he will never, as an angry father, disinherit his children, nor ever, as a feared lord, provoked by our evil actions, deliver us to everlasting punishment as wicked servants who would not follow him to glory. January the 2nd, May the 3rd, September the 2nd. Let us then at last arise, for the Scripture incites us, saying, Now is the hour for us to rise from sleep. Let us open our eyes to the divine light. Let us hear with attentive ears the warning which the divine voice cries daily to us. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And again, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And what does he say? Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Run while you have the light of life, lest the darkness of death overwhelm you. January the 3rd, May the 4th, September the 3rd. And the Lord, seeking his workmen in the multitude to whom he cries out, saying again, Who is the man who wants life and desires to see good days? And if, hearing him, you answer, I am he, God says to you, If you want true and everlasting life, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And when you have done these things, my eyes shall be upon you and my ears open to your prayers. And before you call upon me, I will say to you, See, here I am. What can be sweeter to us, dear brothers, than this voice of the Lord inviting us? See how, in his loving kindness, the Lord shows us the way of life. January the 4th, May the 5th, September the 4th. Having our loins girded, therefore, by faith and the performance of good works, let us walk in his path by the guidance of the gospel, that we may deserve to see him who has called us to his kingdom. For if we wish to live in the dwelling place of that kingdom, we must run towards it by good deeds, or we shall never reach it. But let us ask the Lord, with the prophet, Lord, who shall make his home in your tent, or who shall rest upon your holy mountain? After this question, brothers, let us listen to the Lord as he answers and shows us the way to that tent, saying, He who walks without fault and practices right, he who speaks truth from his heart, he who has not used his tongue for deceit, he who has done no wrong to his neighbor, he who not slandered his neighbor. It is he who, under any temptation from the malicious devil, has brought him to nothing by casting him and his temptation from the sight of his heart, and who has taken hold of his young thoughts and dashed them against Christ. It is they who, fearing the Lord, do not pride themselves on their good observance, but, convinced that the good which is in them cannot come from themselves and must be from the Lord, glorify the Lord's work in them, using the words of the prophet, Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. Thus also the Apostle Paul attributed none of the success of his preaching to himself, but said, By the grace of God I am what I am. And again he says, He who glories, let him...